This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado's largest coronavirus surge is showing no signs of easing up. COVID-19 hospitalizations rose to almost 1,400 on Monday. That's up nearly 100 since Friday and yet another high for this surge. Some areas with lower vaccination rates are getting hit hard. Pueblo County's vaccination rate is about 60%. Both of its hospitals report limited hospital and ICU capacity to respond to other health emergencies. Dr. Chris Urbina is the medical director for Pueblo's public health department.
We, as a community, became a little lax in terms of our physical distancing, maybe our hand washing and respiratory etiquette, as well as wearing masks.
38% of Colorado hospitals anticipate a staffing shortage in the next week, and 32% anticipate an ICU bed shortage. And because of that potential shortage, 15 medical professionals are heading to Parkview Health System in Pueblo. The chieftain reports the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services are sending a team of doctors, nurses, and others to help the hospital expand its bed capacity. The real estate group Zillow says it plans to lay off 20 workers from its suburban Denver office beginning in January. The job cuts are part of the company's decision to shutter its online house flipping service called Zillow Offers. The company told the state labor department that the layoffs will wind down over next year. Zillow has more than 150 homes on the market along Colorado's Front Range. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. We're kicking off our first hour of Here and Now. In 20 minutes, we'll hear about a new novel called The Sentence, about a haunting at a Native American bookstore in Minneapolis in 2020. And at 12:50, we'll hear about the challenges that a second pandemic winter could bring for small businesses. Thanks for listening.